The entrance to Wonderland Caves barely visible off winding Dartmoor Road in eastern Bella Vista this morning, because like the fabled secret garden after years of neglect, the forest has consumed it. But unlike many wild Ozarks caves, where you have to climb or crawl to get inside, a concrete stairway takes you down onto a winding paved walkway through a series of immense caverns. State wildlife agents, cavers, the new owners, invited media, and a select group of teenagers, all wearing caving gear and headlamps, gather around an underground spring pool for orientation. Bats, disturbed by all this strange vibration, swoop by, illuminated by the 50 or so headlamps. Ronald Redman, a state-sanctioned bat expert, has grabbed one of the bats from its upside-down perch on the cave's sparkling ceiling. It's a small tri-colored bat, and it's not happy.
It's biting you.
Yeah, sorry. He can't get a good bite on me. It's hard for him to break the skin. Plus, I've had rabies shots, so I'm not too worried about it. He's not even breaking it, so. Yeah, he's just a little mad.
You would be too if your home had been utterly thrashed. Over the past 20 or so years, Wonderland Cave was vacant, and vandals completely destroyed it, ripping out all the electricity, plumbing, and fixtures, leaving behind garbage. But today is the first day of Wonderland Cave's recovery. 35 Rogers High School outdoor science students are here, both to learn about cave ecology and to clean the old jazz joint up, dressed in protective white coveralls, heavy gloves, helmets, and armed with garbage bags.
Take groups of five, Rogers folks. Groups of five, okay?
Students divide up into teams and disappear into the darkness. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service secured special federal grant funding for this project. Within an hour, the teenagers' trash bags are bulging with debris.
Katie Hanks, we found a bunch of beer cans. I found a cassette player, There was some pantyhose down there.
From the first cavern, the walkway circles up and through a low passage into a second cavern, the Grand Ballroom, that used to have a big bandstand and wooden dance floor. But with 100% humidity, it's all rotted away. Back when Wonderland was being built, however, masons drilled a bore through which they could deliver mixed concrete into troughs inside to build benches, low walls, and booths, and pave all the walkways. Those are intact, but everything's marked with gang graffiti. After it first opened in the 1930s as an underground nightclub, it remained accessible to the public as an entertainment venue on and off for decades until the early 1990s. The site also served as a civil defense nuclear fallout shelter. California native Jan Edwards took ownership of Wonderland Cave 12 years ago after a previous businessman in whom she had invested tried but failed to develop it. She and her partner, Mary Miller, are here as well today. They shine their helmet lights onto an old VIP seating area and talk about their vision for Wonderland.
Okay, we're standing inside the cave and amongst the rock formation, and you'll notice there are no lights. Well, it used to be a lighted cave, but we've had some vandalism through the years, and we are going to put back railing lights along the trails, and they're LED, and they go down, tube lighting all the way around with the railings, restore the cave and add to it maybe a restaurant and recreation area and make it a wonderful family experience and adventure for the people of Bella Vista.
Above ground on the 30-acre property, the women plan a water feature, petting zoo, indoor-outdoor restaurant, a picnic area, and a miniature golf course. Mary Miller, an East Coast native, has a big background in retail sales and marketing, and she's begun to rebrand the 30-acre Wonderland Cave estate as a family vacation destination. And it turns out Jan Edwards has family roots in Western Arkansas, so is really excited about this project.
I have always been an investor. I come from a real estate family, and this came up as an opportunity for an investment with a group of people, and it just sounded interesting, and I went for it.
What tipped their decision to go for it was the opening of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Both women look to draw museum patrons to Wonderland Cave. Total renovation and construction costs are estimated to be around $2 million. Financing has not yet been secured, The women are confident the project will proceed to completion later in 2013.
We hope to be open and have a very grand reopening, but we will be open in phases. For instance, we hope to get the cave open first, and we'll be building in the background the other pieces. And it should be very, we're so excited we can hardly stand ourselves. We're just dying to do this. And this experience today with all of the people who are helping us, the fish, game and wildlife people stepping up to the plate to help us to be sure that we don't have any issues, environmental issues. I mean, it's just incredible for us.
Standing nearby listening to the conversation is Bentonville native Betty Rendon, who at age 82 remembers drinking cocktails and dancing in Wonderland Cave's ballroom.
And I have pictures of my husband and I and friends sitting in booths over there.
What was the drink that you were drinking?
You know, I think we all drank bourbon and Coke. Can you imagine that? I couldn't drink that now if somebody held a gun to my head.
And did you dance?
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful bands. Big bands, yeah, wonderful. Oh, yeah, it was just great.
5 decades later, Betty is back, this time not in high heels, but dressed in white coveralls and a hard hat. As she and other team members exit the cave into the steamy sunshine, they scrub their boots, dip them in bleach, and peel off their gloves and muddy white coveralls for disposal. Helmets and lights and other tools are also disinfected. The decontamination protocol is necessary due to an infectious disease called white nose syndrome, which is decimating large populations of cave-dwelling bats in more than a dozen states. Erin Leone is an endangered species biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Conway, who is presenting a program to volunteers inside the cave.
And it's a deadly fungus that's killing millions of bats. Our count is up to around 7 million bats right now. It has not yet been detected in Arkansas, so we are doing everything we can to prevent and possibly slow the spread of the fungus. We know that bats can transmit it from bat to bat and cave to cave, so we are pretty sure we can also spread it on our clothes and on our shoes. So we suit up to prevent carrying it. All of our suits will be thrown away, and whatever is exposed, we will go through a rigorous decontamination procedure.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agents have been monitoring bat hibernacula, where bats hibernate, in advance of the disease's arrival in Arkansas to protect endangered gray bat colonies, some of which historically reside in Wonderland, as well as Indiana bats and the Ozark big-eared bat, which number only around 1,500 individuals. Ronald Redmond, a wetland and stream mitigation program coordinator with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, is a top bat expert in Arkansas who monitors for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. He says bats are critical to our agricultural economy and overall health.
Each square foot of like little brown bats will eat about a ton to 2 tons of mosquito-sized insects a year. And I've seen some numbers that they're estimating that if we lose the insect control populations the bats provide in Arkansas, because they're all insectivorous bats, it's in the trillions. So they're quiet, they kind of keep to themselves, but they're an extremely important critter.
Tommy Enebnit, a biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, coordinated the Wonderland Cave Cleanup Day expedition, including securing the Boston Mountain Grotto Club to help protect and guide students inside the cave complex.
It's also a great example that we want to set for these kids, showing them, look what's being done. Look at all this graffiti. Look at all this trash. You know, please don't do this, and hopefully teach them the right way of going into a cave and doing it responsibly.
Standing in the cave's vestibule, local caving expert Larry Mortz looked pleased. He knows firsthand how badly the cave needed attention. He's dedicated the past decade to mapping Wonderland Cave.
It takes quite a few hours to map the cave system. We've got over a mile of passage in here, which is pretty extensive for a cave system in northwest Arkansas. And we've discovered quite a few undiscovered passages in here back in 2000, and opened up quite a bit of the cave, and most of the pretty stuff is in the back where you can't find it.
Some estimate the cave to be more than 1 million square feet, comprised of 2 levels and an underground stream bed. But Larry Mortz has found so much more, and above ground historical remnants still stand as well. Bella Vista Historical Museum docent Zita Lucas walks up a set of stone steps to the old caretaker's cottage, recently torched by vandals.
When it was being used.
Look at that stone fireplace. Yeah, yeah. This is the rock facade still stands.
Yes, this was where the couple lived that took care of the cave. Wonderland Cave is most known for the fact that it was an underground nightclub. The Linebargers went to Paris on vacation and went to a cave in Paris that was a nightclub. And they said, we've got this big cave sitting in Bella Vista. We could make this into a nightclub. So they came back and did that, opened it up in early 1930. So it was open for several decades. And the rumor was that they had big bands here. They did not have big bands here, like nationally known bands, but they had a lot of bands here that played big band music. And a lot of people over the years enjoyed dancing and parties. We've got pictures at the Museum of Weddings that were conducted here. So it was really a big entertainment feature for Northwest Arkansas. And as part of the old Bella Vista Vacation Resort, it was a big attraction.
By the end of the day, the science students and volunteers had hauled out enough trash to overfill a 20-yard-long dumpster, recovering 15 large trash bags of recyclables and the spirit of historic Wonderland Cave. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about Wonderland Cave, you can go online to thewonderlandcave.com. One word, thewonderlandcave.com. To see photos of the Wonderland Cave cleanup day, you can go to morning news photographer Mark Henning's photo blog located at nwaonline.com.